Keith Peters reporting the battle between Democrats and Republicans over southern border security continues. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries referenced the impending impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas by saying House Republicans are covering their failure to pass legislation on any major issue.
All they are endeavoring to do with respect to this sham impeachment is to run away from their do-nothing extreme record and try to distract the American people with this political stunt.
While Senator Rick Scott is frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm a business guy, right? Number one is you can't negotiate with people that have a totally different approach. I mean, the Democrats and Biden want an open border.
Senator Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Biden is weighing a possible military response to the deadly drone attack that killed and injured American troops in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House says it's not looking to get into another conflict in the Mideast, but National Security Spokesman John Kirby said Iran was behind the deadly weekend attack.
These groups, backed by Tehran, have just taken the lives of American troops.
Without providing details, Kirby said the U.S. will respond at a time and in a manner of the president's choosing. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A dying thief who confessed to stealing ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz received no prison time when he was sentenced Monday. 76-year-old Terry John Martin stole the slippers in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in the late actor's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's growing non-religious community.
They're referred to as the nuns, and they make up nearly 30% of the population. But they're not all atheists. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that amongst the nuns, 13% actually believe in the God of the Bible, and another 56% believe in some kind of higher power. Only 17% of them are actually atheists. Most of the nuns also agree that organized religion does some good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia in 2024, and the results will likely have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out that in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and aggressive Islamic groups. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population on earth. This is SRN News. After a seven-year investigation into hundreds of vehicles made by Dodge rolling away, federal safety regulators have decided not to impose a recall. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
More than a million Dodge Durango SUVs and Ram pickup trucks, model years 2013 to 2017, were under investigation because of hundreds of complaints. The vehicles had rolled away after they'd been put into park. It happened after new rotary dial gear selector knobs were introduced. Manufacturer Stellantis, which used to be Fiat Chrysler, implemented a software fix. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this change reduced the number of reports of vehicles rolling away and says it hasn't found any, quote, actionable defect to warrant a recall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.